פרק זיין, ועל כן מבקשים על החלויים בשעס ברכס כהנים שיספך מרוע לטובו. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains another interesting related concept. Now you'll understand why the special tefillah, where a Jew, if a Jew chas v'shalom had a bad dream or anything like that, there's a special tefillah that's in the Birchas Kohanim that if any of my dreams were not good, they should be turned around for good. In Chutz Laretz, they usually say this tefillah, again, on the holidays, when they have Birchas Kohanim, there are two places there where they insert a tefillah. At the end of Vichuneko, while the Kohanim are singing by the Vichuneko, there's a special Ribbono Shel Olam that they insert there, which is for the correction of dreams. And at the end, all the way at the end of Berachas, when they say Shalom, there's a long Yehi Ratzon there that's inserted. In Eretz Yisrael, where they duchen every day, we usually don't say these tefillos, but it's still there. You know, we know it's there. So Rav Nosson Zal says the purpose of those tefillos are so that our dreams, if we had any dreams that were not good, they should be turned around for the good. Why? What does dreams have to do with Birchas Koyanim? Ki kol hachaloimois hoyuchem achara peh. Because the Gemara tells us that a dream goes according to its interpretation, by how it's verbally interpreted. Ki hachaloim hu shemarin loy shayored olav ezadovar letoy v'levechas v'shom. Because a dream is a vision where Hashem is showing the person that there's something that's going to be coming to them, which is either a good thing or chas v'shom, the opposite. V'al kein ikar hachaloim kefi hamachshovo shebemoyach. And this is why one of the main things that affects a dream is the thoughts in a person's mind. Kamo Shekosov, as it says in Daniel, Chozve Reishoch al Mishkovoch Slichu. The thoughts that you were fit your brain, your head was thinking about, come to you on your bed, when you're laying in bed. Hainu kefi tikun hamachshava v'hamoichin sheloi shua kli sheloi, kamoi kein yoyred ho'erolov letoiv, or the opposite. According to the tikun hamachshava and moyach of the person, which is the vessel of the person. That's the keli. The keli is the brain, the moyach. Kemoikein, according to how perfected the brain is, you know, in tikun habris, and that's what determines whether light comes down for good or chas v'shalom, the opposite. Ukemoikein marin loy b'chaloim. And again, according to the tikun hamoyach and machshova, that's what determines what kind of dreams, what they show the person in the dream.
And
because of the fact that what the person is seeing in the dream many times is something that has not yet physically shown itself, it's not something that's happened yet on a physical level, he's being shown a preview. Al kein kol hachaloimos holchin achar hapeh. For that reason, the interpretation of the dream, the result of the dream, is based on what is said, how it'll be interpreted verbally. Ki ikar hakli nigmar al yedei hapeh, sheshom hizgalu samechin. Because even though we say that the brain is the keli, the completion of it is through the mouth. The brain usually can't complete anything until the thoughts come out via the mouth. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, mipiv das usvuna. From a person's mouth, we can tell what's in his brains. Veshom ikar gmar bechinas hakeli, and it's in the mouth that is the main completion of the spiritual vessel in which to receive shefa. V'al kein al yedei hapeh shubchinas hakeli ayidei ze yecholim letzayer ho'er kirtzoinoi letoiv v'lehefech. And this is why it's through the mouth, which is the keli, that's what enables us to form and to shape the light according to how we want, for good or chas v'shalom, the opposite. V'al kein kol hachaloimos ho'erchin achar hapeh. For this reason, the what will come out of a dream is determined by how it's verbally interpreted. V'al kein mevakshin al hachaloim b'shas birchas koyanim. This is why we say a special tefillah regarding our dreams during birchas koyanim,
Ki oz metzairin ho'er le'toivo kanal. Because while the Kohanim are giving their blessing, that's when the light of Hashem is being shaped and formed into bracha. V'alkein, oz yecholen lahafoy chachaloyim miro le'toivo al yidei ha'kohanim shemavorchen oz. U'mamshich norim le'malo metzano es le'toivo le'bracha. Al yidei tikkun ha'kli, al yidei b'chinas shalom kli ma'asik bracha. And that's why during the Birchas Kohanim, while that's going on, while the Kohanim are shaping the light of Hashem for good, that's a moment when a person can take this unformatted light, this dream, which a dream is an unformatted light in a sense, and also shape it, even if it's a negative dream, to reverse it, to reformat it into a toiva, into a bracha, through the Kohanim, through the tikkun of their keli, which is based on their tikkun abris, and shalom, which is the kli machzik bracha. Now, Rav Nosson Zalitz, v'zeh shemevakshim bebirchas hamapil, val yivahaluni rayonai, v'chaloim oisroim, v'irhurim roim, usehi mitosi shleim olefanecha. Rav Nosson says, if you look at the nusach, the wording of the bracha that we make before going to sleep, look interestingly what's being put together. Number one, we ask Hashem that I shouldn't be disturbed by bad thoughts or bad dreams. And I also ask Hashem that my bed should be whole. Mito shleimo zebechinas tikkun abris. We know that the term mito shleimo in the Torah refers to a person who is pure in the area of tikkun abris. Bechinas mitosoi shel Yaakov, like the bed of Yaakov Avinu, Sheyotsu mimena shnimosa shiftei ko, which produced 12 holy tribes. Shein b'chinas mito shleima, kemu v'pirushashi. They are referred to as this whole bed, this complete bed, as Rashi HaKodesh says. U'shnimosa shvotim heim b'chinas tikkun abris. And we know that the 12 tribes represent tikkun abris. Kemavur b'maimran al, as Rabbeinu Zal says in Likut Imran, in this chapter, Torah Lamed Vov, the 49 letters of the names of the Shvotim and the 12 words corresponding to the 12 words of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Shechad Bor Hashem Kved Malchus Olam Vod, which is Tikkun Abris, which is Shmiras Abris. As we discussed in the beginning of this halacha, V'al Yidei Zeh Hakli B'Shleimus, and that's what makes the Keli to be whole, to be complete, when there is this tikkun abris. V'yoz ha'chaloi mo'is miyushavim kanal. And when a person is zeichet that is tikkun ha'kloli, when he's zeichet that is tikkun abris, then he's zeichet to the kli b'shleimus, and then he's zeichet that his dreams are good. His dreams are resolved in a positive way. V'zeh, this is why we say, v'al yivahaluni rayonai v'chalomo yisroim, Usehimitosi shleima. These two go together. Veze bechinas shemazkirim betfila shemispalim al hachaloyim b'shas birchas koyanim es hafichas kilolas bilam harosha miklola levrocha. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds another thing. If you look at that tefila where we're asking Hashem that our dreams should be converted from bad to good, we include there, just like the curse of Bilam was turned around to a blessing. Ki zeu b'chinas tikkun ha'chaloyim, shemetzayrin ho'er levrocha, b'chinas hinei borech lokachti, etc. Because this is the whole concept of this tikkun of the dream, where we're taking the light, which is unformatted, and we're making sure that it gets formatted levrocha, which is the same thing that took place at the time of Bilam HaRosha.